Hello, everyone. I'm Kennedy.
And I'm Vasilis.
We run Changemaker Z, a student-run initiative that aims to empower, educate, and connect Gen Zers interested in entrepreneurship.
We interview teenagers with impactful projects and create resources to help you change the world. If they can do it, so can you.
On this podcast, we discuss the logistics of creating different types of projects with Gen Zers who have already done it. We will leave our social media and website information in the description.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies, count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Gen Zers to Rise podcast. Today's episode is a little bit different. With us in the studio is Razak Akwaredi, and we will try to give an answer to the question, Metaverse, is it really the future? Razak is into innovation in tech, a change maker, global citizen, sustainable development goal expert, STEM expert. Soon, he will be featured on BBC Africa. Welcome to the show. So nice to meet you, Razak.
Very nice meeting you guys. Me hearing first about the topic, you know, I was like, wow, because it's really something I really hope to, you know, share my thoughts and different things. So definitely, it's very nice and lovely being here. Yeah. About myself, you know, right from age 14, I have really loved, you know, working towards the main sustainable development goal, which has to do with, you know, solving different types of problems. And definitely for the meta, you know, I believe in the future of the metaverse. Because I really love stuff that has to do with you imagining what you actually want to do in form of a virtual reality. And definitely different companies there in Lagos, Nigeria, are really working towards that, you know, meeting up with the fourth industrial revolution and the different things and the skills you just needed to work on.
I just want to let people know. Well, first of all, did I catch that you're from Nigeria?
Yeah, I'm from Nigeria.
Oh yeah, my roommate from one of my best friends, she's from Nigeria. Her name's Adada, but I just want to let people know that Metaverse by Meta is the Meta is what, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what Facebook is turning into. They're rebranding into Meta. Yep. So for anyone who doesn't know, and they're creating a whole new Facebook platform, like in the metaverse.
Yeah. For this metaverse by Meta, let me just explain what I really understand about it. You know, what I'll just say about the metaverse is just the next evolution in social connection and the successor to mobile internet. You know, just looking at it, reality, to be very realistic, you know, like just imagining a set of digital space that you can move seamlessly between, like the internet, the metaverse will actually help you to connect with people when you aren't physically, when you're not really physical in the same place, and get us even closer to that feeling of being together in person. Yeah, so yesterday I was watching a video of the new development Meta is actually making, and then I was very wowed, of course. I was like, you know, you should be playing the table tennis game, and then you should just be, you know, seeing someone just using the VR machine to just getting close to you. And then it's very real. Like, it's very awesome. So definitely I would say, oh, we'll be moving towards different types of generation. You know, definitely metaverse will be the future, definitely. So, and for this one, which is it true that we can find everything inside the metaverse, including shops, food, brands? Yeah, definitely. Of course, as I was explaining about the video I was watching yesterday, you know, Yes, definitely it has advantages and disadvantages. So the advantage is just like to make work easier for people to, you know, be able to get in some things they need. And but the disadvantages, you know, definitely robots, AI, they fail. So this kind of thing should actually be the disadvantages just because of the failure. And, you know, and definitely some companies, Meta, should I say Micro? No. First, I will have a company here in Lagos, Nigeria, which is Ed by Benson. So it's working towards just NFT, bringing NFT into the metaverse also. And I think that's really lovely because when you walk into us, different different logic systems just bring in this type of NFT stuff into the metaverse. So,
well, I just think, I know I want to talk about the disadvantage. I think it is disadvantage, like emotionally, because this really scares me. Cause I think, yeah, I do see metaverse being the future. I think people are like, oh, we're not going to all be connected like through these VR sets all the time, 24/7. But it's like, we're kind of already like that. I mean, we've got our phone up to our face like 24/7 already. So it's just scary to me that like, I can just see the world. Like I think already we need to be a little bit less on social media and whatnot. So I know that it's like not, like you said, we can be in a boardroom together all across the world, this and that, but it's like, is it scary to anybody else, you know, to think? Because I feel like us humans, we would definitely get sucked in quickly.
Yeah, and for me, the real question is, do we really like need this? Is this really the future? Like we tend to pretend that this is the future, but do we really like the future to be like this? Like, I'm saying that because we have seen several examples from other companies in this tech world that they are trying to change their mind view. Like Snapchat, for instance, instead of creating a virtual world like Meta is doing, they are like pushing their users to use the real world and be connected to the real world using like AR and in the end sharing true real experiences. Or like there is the new social media app that's called BeReal that you can post only once a day every 24 yeah. hours and yeah. you don't have comments, you don't have reactions, you are connected only with your friends.
You know, it's the moment, definitely. I really love what you said. And
I'm not saying that I don't think that we should do metaverse, like, but I'm a little bit worried. We need to be mindful about it.
Okay, so
what do you think?
All right, so now what you're talking about now is the scary part that some people might be scared when they get to see this, right? For this kind of VR, you know, getting started, we actually need to start. We're starting with VR and AR, which is the virtual reality and the augmented reality, right? So when we're talking about games, when you're playing this horror games, you know, it actually make you feel, you know, you're actually inside the game. No cartoon playing this for you. You're actually the one playing it by yourself. So for that part, I feel that one is actually scary if you don't actually have the mind to play that type of game, definitely. So for the scary part, and definitely no one can actually be scared, you know, because you're in Lagos, Nigeria, you know, I'll actually be using it for an example. We love seeing something very, very new. You know, that's actually what makes a product actually rush. So when you actually see this, when we see this new product, you actually quickly, you know, be very, very tasty for this type of product. So definitely, I don't think it's actually be scary for people because it'll be like, man, it's actually something new. And definitely, I really want to use it. So I don't think it's actually
scary. I
want
to use it too. I'm not scared. It sounds exciting. Like I just watched a video about it and it looks really cool, but I'm nervous that people are just going to be in it 24/7. But it's like, you know, what can you do, I guess?
Yeah. Okay. So, as a developer, what I can actually do right now is, you know, creating a course. But you know, we just have to actually balance it Will people use this course? Will people do this? Will we do that? You know, we just have to learn. So I'll just say we should just maybe like create a course for people to, you know, understand the main thing of the virtual reality. You know, definitely, we actually in the internet age, and people will, you know, go beyond work. But I don't think anyone will actually be scared. You know?
Well, speaking of some of the crazy, I know we talked about the video games, but I've seen crazy stuff. Like, I think there was like a Travis Scott concert held in the metaverse, which was really cool. What do you think about people like using their real money for digital stuff? Like, just
that's scary.
Okay. Yeah. Very, very. You know, my friend was asking that. I will be, you know, spending money in the virtual world. Like, can we be eaten in virtual world? No, we can't be eaten in virtual world. So for that aspect, for spending money in virtual world, man, you know, you just have to put that aside for now. Of course, I don't think it is possible, you know, find something in virtual world.
I think it's so crazy that humans, instead of like going out and doing this stuff, like going to the restaurant or something, they'd rather just go to a visual okay. world to have a human experience. It's kind of funny.
You know, for the going to the supermarket to buy something.
You can go to the virtual supermarket and buy stuff for your virtual house, which is really weird.
Another like cool thing that I saw kind of dealing with metaverse was they had a drink. Like, it was like a, what is this? I'm sorry. It was like a drink. Now we're at Thanksgiving dinner. Amazing. And they were using it was just like water, but they were using a combination of like lights and smells. And it was like, now you're drinking like a tequila. I'm like, that's very cool and crazy. Yeah,
to really walk. Of course, walk would be very easy. You know, for this education, I really, really, and that's what my organization is working towards, Global 6. In Global 6, working towards, our goal is just to solve top 6 problems we're facing in Africa, and then from there, we'll get organizations like the United Nations, WHO, UNICEF, and the likes to just work on the project with us, you know, bringing education into the metaverse so learning can actually be very efficient and everyone can understand the main purpose of.
That's amazing. So you're using the metaverse to actually help and like spread education, which I really like. Yeah. And then, you know, with the metaverse, the idea is that it should be easier to connect with a lot more people.
Yeah. And, so, well, you know, basically we just need to, you know, get Google involved, you know, Google for developers and the likes, we need to get them involved in this type of things we want to do. Also, Meta for developers. I'm actually one of the Meta for developers, you know, working towards creating this type of social messaging app, so we can just understand the name. But we're still checking the kind of problem and the thing it will cost for us to actually just get the main satisfaction of human and the robot. You know, in this type of world, it is called man and AI. So that's how it works.
Let's elaborate a little bit more into the subject. Do we need special equipment to access the metaverse? What do you say?
The equipment we need is just something right in front of us. The phone, computer, as well the virtual reality device.
Well, this is all very exciting. I'd love to ask everyone right before, one last question. What are we most excited about the metaverse? It could be like a possibility. What's most exciting to you about the metaverse? I can go first. I think what's most exciting to me is the opportunity to meet with people around the world. I think we mentioned this is crazy, but you mentioned like the United Nations at some point. How funny would it be if the United Nations just met in the metaverse instead of? So I like that. I like the idea of being able to connect without being limited by distance.
From my perspective, I think that it's quite interesting to see how this will work in the future, but I am a little concerned about the fact that we will visualize everything and maybe we will lose the real perspective of the world. Maybe we will, it will be more difficult for us to understand real problems, because for me, when you are living in a virtual world, it means that you are creating a new, like, whole different verse, like the metaverse world, to live in. And then you maybe create more problems that they do not really exist. But then you make your mind to burn out, which is not something that we want to happen for me.
I agree, guys. So for the United Nations, they have meetings every year. Nairobi, in Kenya, bringing different leaders from different countries to just make that Nairobi, Kenya there. So what I just find about that is just very stressful. Because when we have the metals outside, we have to just be moving from one country to another. When you can just put on your PR machine and then you have been everyone like that, you know, speaking with everyone. You know, one thing about the metaverse is, and I really, really find it very, very, you know, I was very surprised when I saw the changes. First, you can actually shake. You can shake there, and it's not just that. I don't know how to put it. Should I say you won't feel it, or you will feel it? Because I've not really tried. I'm still trying to really move. Create something that has to do with it. Of course, I'm still trying to cross my codes together to the classroom programs. So, you know, shaking is really something very cool. You know, it's just like you having a teleport machine that you can just see the teleport around the world. So, definitely, it's really helped a lot. But for the food aspect, eating in the visual world.
All right. I think that this is the end of the episode. What do you think? Metaverse, is it really the future? It's up to you now. Thank you, Razak, for being with us today. We had an amazing conversation about Metaverse. If you like this episode, please consider leaving us a review and share it with your most close friends. You can always use the Change Makers Ed app available on App Store and Play Store in order to access exclusive content and articles from our friends at thread.com and Zen Clothes Company. But until next time, don't forget to change the world. Bye!
Thank you guys for listening. We hope you enjoyed our conversation. We had such a great time. Make sure to leave us a review. If you want more Changemakers content, you can follow us on Instagram at Gen Zers to Rise and on Facebook at Changemakers Z.